Okay, we have the two Taisis in on Zayinam and Alam. Taisis Mishum Basach Haisai, Rav Yechanan said in the Gemara, that Tikkun Zman be Gittin, Mishum Basach Haisai. Now we were afraid that a woman will be Mizana, her husband will write a get for Lizman, and she'll bring him into bed. So Taisis here deals with the question, what happens if a taka happens? A woman brings in his man, get without his man, and she says it was written a week ago. What are we going to do? Are we going to trust such a get or we won't? Now, the Yechanan clearly holds that we would trust such a get. She comes in with a get, she says it was written a week ago. We would believe it. So Taisis is troubled that it shouldn't be that way. Because we have a rule, whenever we're misupik about something, we shtel on chazaka. We always go according to what we call chazaka de meikara. The chazaka that something changed as late as could be. And if so, if we don't know when the get was written, let's assume that she was ashish as late as could be. That, this is Tosis Kasha, which Tosis has to deal with. It comes back to the sugya of chazakis, which I don't think we had all year here in Gittin. But which is subis we had a lot. The idea of chazak de meikara, which I think all yeshiva like had at some point, this idea that you go basa chazak de meikara. Why do we go basa chazak de meikara? It's exeris hakasa. It's not a svara. If you have something, you don't know when it changed. Did it change today or yesterday or a week ago? Chazak de meikara says that it changed as late as possible. The reason we go basa chazaka de meikara from exeris hakasav in the parsha of Tzaras, like Tzaras, when the kohen leaves the house and comes back a week later, we assume that the Tzaras changed later. We don't know when it changed. It comes back a week later, it's small. When did it change? The assumption is it changed right before the kohen saw it. And from there we learn that there's a concept of chazaka de meikara. We go basa chazaka when we don't know what happened. Again, it's not a svara, it's just a hanhaga. How are we going to be naig? So the Torah's megala tells us how you should be naig. You should assume things stayed status quo until the last minute. So Frektai Sakasha Shalei Chapalek She'en Bezman Deloy Amir Luk Miachaz Gesei Shesish Vashdu Digashu. It's a kasha. Taisis is saying if she'll come with a get without his man, why don't we say hashtahu digarsha, that the get happened as late as possible? The teretz is kivan shehi grusha lefanein. The teretz is that in front of us we know she's a grusha right now. So therefore, I'll say that just like she's a grusha right now, she was a grusha a week ago also. Now this is called chazaka da hashta. Chazaka da hashta, chazaka da meikara, two opposite things. Chazaka da meikara means that things stay the way they were originally. Chazaka da hashta is the reverse. It says if you find something a certain way today, you assume it was this way going back. That's called chazaka da hashta. Chazaka da hashta, chazaka da meikara are contradictions. And this teretz of Taisus appears to say that when you have a chazaka da meikara and a chazaka da hashta, that you go basa chazaka da hashta. That's what it sounds like Taisus is saying. And I'll be pashtus, that's not true. It's a basic idea from Kama Mekavis and Shas, the Yeshua is the Kasha, he'd say in Su, five or six Sugis and Shas, that whenever you're misupik about something, you assume that it changed later. You assume that the change took place later. Somebody puts out an Erev Tchumen. He goes Friday morning and puts out food in a certain spot for an Erev Tchumen. And Shabbos by day, he's walking. He passes the place of the Erev Tchumen, and something happened to it. It's not there. So the question is, when did it change? Erev Tchumen is Chabein Hashmashes. If Ben Hashmashes was there, it's good. Was the Erev Tchumen taken before Shabbos started or after Shabbos started? So we go basa chazak de meikara, and we say that it stayed there. And we, if you find now it's not there, so now it's not there. But Ben Shmashes was there, and it's a good air. so on and so forth. All chazak is, we assume the way something was originally, we assume that that's the way that it remained. So this Tosfos is a difficult problem. To Yeshua, Tzivega, Davni Meluim, all ask this as just a kasha, no big lamdis, it's just a kasha. The fact of Tosfos, the Tosfos says, appears to be untrue. Now, I don't really need a piece of chalk that badly, but I wanted just to write on the board is a list of the three types of chazaka. Okay, there's a chazaka, the meikara, chazaka, the hashta, and in between, very long
there. Remember, when we went through this, we just put it down. And this is a rule you should not follow. Of Shas, there's no machlekes, there's no machlekes Rishayim, there's no machlekes Achrayim. The first thing is, strongest chazaka is a chazaka de meikara. In the type of chazaka de meikara, which is a metzius, which is a physical fact. Right? When did the Eruv disappear? When did the Isha become a Pesula? We say she remained a Pesula, she was born a Pesula. She remained a Pesula from a Sufik, we say she's still a Pesula. Second strongest is Chazaka the Meikara in Din. Chazaka the Meikara in Din means, you know, someone was an Ish Kosher. You know, he was an Erechiyid. And today he's not an Erechiyid. And the question is, he shechted yesterday, or he was trusted for Eidus yesterday. When did he become not Ne'aman? Chazak Ne'ekara says he stayed a Ne'aman until such time as we know he's Eis Ne'aman. That's a Chazak Ne'ekara in Din. And the weakest Chazaka is Chazaka the Hashtar. When do we say Chazaka the Hashtar? Well, there is no Chazaka Ne'ekara. In a case where I have no chazaka to make, all right, I've never met the person before. He moved in to this country he came from Russia. We don't know anything about him. And so he can't be in the Nevar. Right now he's an Erlechiyid. I meet him today. God was a minion. He's an Erlechiyid. What was he a month ago? We now have a shtar from a month ago that he signed the shtar. Was he Erlechiyid? Was he from a Yid then or not? So why not? They say Chazaka da Hashta. He's from now. We assume he was from then. There's nothing contradicting it. So if I don't know Chazaka da Meikara, I assume whatever is Hashta was previously as well. But the only time you go Basa Chazaka da Hashta is if you don't have the first two. If you have either of the first two, that's stronger. Any Chazaka da Meikara is stronger than the Chazaka da Hashta. It's a cloud goggle for all of Shas. For Dini Mamanis, Dini Nefashis, the Bar Sheva Erva, it's a cloud gadol that this is the order of Chazakis. I don't think there's any Machlaikis, the Rishayim and the Achrayim, that this 1, 2, and 3 is for sure, it's for sure. Now, this Tosfos is difficult because Tosfos in his first Teretz contradicts this rule. And Tosfos in the first Teretz says, Hashta hu digarsha, kibish yigusha lefanein. The chazaka da hashta is stronger than the chazaka da meikara. It cannot be. Something wrong here with Tosfos. The problem with Tosfos' first teretz. Va'oi, Tosfos' second teretz. Adi rabba, ukme b'cheskus kashrus, shalai nibbala ki yeshesish. Oi, Tosfos' second teretz is. Chazaka number two. Cheskus kashrus. A woman, she always was considered a ksheira. I assume she's a ksheira. So if I know she was mezana, I should put her b'cheskes kashrus and say that she was mezana later, after the get was written. Tosfos' second teretz again contradicts this rule. Because chazaka number one says that she was an eish yesish when she was mezana. We know for sure she was mezana on Sunday. But was the get given before Sunday or after Sunday? We don't know. Has no zman. Chazaka Meikara says that she was a mezana later, that she remained an eish yesish until later, and the get was given later. Chazaka number two says no, she's isha ksheira,
So I'll say the get was given later and she was a ksheira. The get was given earlier and she was a ksheira. She was mezana on Sunday. Weiter, teres number two, also has a shtim. Because Taisa's second teres is saying that chazaka number two is stronger than chazaka number one. Also not evis. So basically, Taisa's kasha is the chazaka number one says that she was mezana be'isser. Taisa's first teres is the chazaka number three works. Taisa's second teres is chazaka number two works. Both are not evis. So tefta pe Yeshua. What's shot here in Tosfos? So the maskana of the Yeshua and the Avni Meluim and I believe Rabbi Akiva Eger as well is that we should touch this Tosfos as being one long teretz. Va'oid, it's not two teretz. Normally you learn Tosfos. Tosfos says a teretz. Then he says va'oid. Normally you learn it's two teretz. They say no, it's not two teretz, it's one teretz. Taisus asked, "Was Taisus kasha? Yeah, chazaka number one, chazaka de'meikara. What does chazaka de'meikara say that she was an eishes ish when she was mizan?" And for Taisus, it's taka true that chazaka number two by itself is not stronger than chazaka number one. It's taka true chazaka number three is not stronger than chazaka number one. But when you have number two and three together against chazaka number one, when you have both number two and three against chazaka number one, then we should then we call that a tarti l'reisa. We have two things, two chazakas against the first chazaka. That's Taisus Teretz. Now we assume she was mezana beheter because the chazaka. Now she's Rusha before. Number two and three together are stronger than number one. So this is our chiddush. This is the chiddush of this Taisvis. We find a similar thing by a mikveh. Of a man whose tamei is tevel in a mikveh. And the next day we measure the mikveh and it's chaser. We know originally the mikvah was full and had 40 sa'ah. The day after he's tevel, it only has 39 sa'ah. Now we're not sure when did the mikvah lose the sa'ah. When did someone take out the sa'ah? Before he was tevel or after he was tevel? So let's make a cheshbon. What should we say? Chazak the Meikara says what? Chazak the Meikara says Tommy. His chazaka de'meikara, he was physically a tamen. So on his guf, which is the safik, there's a chazaka de'meikara of tumah. The chazaka de'hashta. I'm sorry. The safik is on the mikvah, not on the person. The makar of the safik is on the mikvah. Chazaka de'meikara of the mikvah, the metzias of the mikvah. Right, the mitzvah is on the mikvah. The mikvah of the mitzvah was it 40 saw or not 40 saw? Chazaka the meikara of the mikvah says it was 40 saw before, it's 40 saw now. That's the mitzvah chazaka. The mitzvah chazaka says which way? It should be good. Chazaka the meikara of mitzvah. The chazaka the meikara of din, that he's a tamei, would say that he's still a tamei. That it was no good. The chazaka de hashta of the mikvah is that it's chaser, it's no good. So again, number two and three say no good. Number one says good. We find here this concept of tati l'reisa. That when you have number two and number three against number one, number two and number three, that's way number one. And that's the way. It's true. Taka true, but Afal Piket. One's a chazak in Mitzias, which passes, one's a chazak in the din, which passes. Anyway, this is our Yisait of our Taisus, and number two and three outweigh number one. Does everyone agree to this idea that 2 and 3 outweigh number 1? Does everyone mask him to it? It appears to be that case in the case of mikveh. So Yeshua himself says that Tosfos and Ksuvos appears not to hold of this yisoid, but Tosfos and Ksuvos daf tes. Tosfos there appears not to hold that 2 and 3 outweigh number 1. But okay, it could be a machlokes. This could be a machlokes. I told you what I wrote on the board, there's no machlokes. The order of number 1, number 2, number 3. The 2 and 3 together outweigh number 1 could be a chalukei deis. Our Tosfos is saying that 2 and 3 outweigh number 1, and that's the aside of our Tosfos. And therefore the Chazak the Mekar is worse. Okay, so. But be that as it may, our Tosfos holds that number 2 and number 3 outweigh number 1. Okay, a little complicated, but that's the side of our Tosfos. Yes, if you don't know what the mitzvah is right now. Let's say the mikvah was emptied out already. You can't measure it. So you would have the chazakah, the person meikar was tamei, the mikvah was meikar. So even though you didn't measure it the day you went in, but the chazakah meikar. Right, this is basically Yisrael Hadvarim, which is Lekulei Shas. Then you know of chazakas. If somebody really wanted, I'm sure you could spend at least a week on this Tosfos, go through all the cases of chazak de meikar, chazak de hashta, something that we we deal with all the time in the halacha. But this is the aside. Let's begin our gemara. Zman hazeh, if the chazal and the second zman begin. Chazal came, Rabbi Yechon says, we wanted to make sure lo yichap al basa chaysay, so we made this gezer. After they made the gezer, let's say, picture, you have a man today married basa chaysay, and he found out his basa chaysay was a zana tachtov, and with Edim, Asra, okay, Asra today doesn't matter so much, but with Edim, and he wants to have a chaysay. So what does he do? He quickly writes a get, with no zman, he violates the Tekanot Rabbanan. He tries to get with no zman, gives it to her, and she comes running into Bezdin. She says, wait, I was a Mekureshes, don't pass on me. What would happen, Bezman Hazan? What would we say to the get? Chayra. We'll say, naughty, you know, you wrote a get without his man. So the man will say, I'll do tshuva, but he claims he wrote it before she was mezana. What are we going to pass into the effort? If it would be, this man that you can give misa. What would we do now? We give a misa? No? What would we do? The get's not possible to the effort. We'll learn later, and this is like I'd say. Anybody now, Mamzeira, for sure? What would happen? There's a big kash on the whole sugya. Why don't we have two eyes? I mean, Chapa Basa Chaysai. He took life a little bit. That if he goes to a learned cipher, the cipher is not going to listen to him. But we pass him that Edim Sira Karti, you don't even need Edim on the get. He'll go, write a get, he'll give her a get, and she'll claim it was beforehand. So what's gonna be? Well, why did he twice? Well, it could be he just meant it twice that you won't be able to find the cipher. But Lamaisa, he can still get away with it. He stopped, she's going to get me soon. So, what are you getting exactly? So, the Sheshmaitza comes with a terrace. He brings the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, "Katlin on law. She has to prove the get was before the znos. Otherwise, we give a nisa. The Bach asks, why do we give a nisa? Why can't she say the get was before? And believe me, the get was before. Why wouldn't she be believed? So the Shesh Maitzah comes with such with the following cheshbon based on this Tosfos. He says, let's see. If she says the get was before, why would we believe her? Haikadoka de Meikara says she's an Eshesish. So Tosfos answered, because she could say, I have two chazakas against the chazaka de Meikara. I have number two and number three. Chazaka de Hashta of Mugureshis, Chizkis Kashus. That's why she would win. But the Shef Schneitz, 1 minute. Adim signed this get. There are Adim who signed a get. And an aid who signs a get without his man is apostle. I mean, there's something wrong. I mean, you're not supposed to sign a get without his man. There's a psal in this aid. Why don't he sign a get without his man? Now, this aid himself, assuming he's Tama from Egin, he has a chazaka de meikara that is Erlach. He has a cheskes kashrus. He went and he was over at the rabbi. He signed a get that has no man. What would Chazaka say? When did he sign it? If I'm not sure he signed it a week ago or he signed it today, Chazaka the Meikara would say he signed it later. He became apostle later. He violated Dinei Edis. He signed a get, or if it's a cipher, he wrote a get with a without his man. So there's something wrong. He wrote it. He did something that makes him apostle. His chazaka de meikara would say, he has a cheskes kashrus, that he wrote it much better. That he wrote it later. Zakti Shef Schneitz, what's going to happen is we're going to destroy the whole cheshbon of Tosfos. What's Tosfos cheshbon? Chazaka number one says she was Mizana Be'ezer. Chazaka number two and three say she was Mizana Be'ezer. Two and three are stronger than one. That's all before the Takana Derabanan. After the Takana Derabanan, once the Takana Derabanan passes, now it's two against two. We taka have Chazaka two and three which say that she was Mizana Be'ezer. Chazaka number one says Mizana Be'isr. Now we have another chazak. The chazak of the aid or the cipher who wrote the get. His chazaka is that his chazaka the Meikara is that he's a kasher and that he wouldn't sign a get. Now we know he did. We know he signed it, but we say he signed it much better. Chazaka says we should assume he became apostle later. So now we have a chazak in the Meikara of Din, which says the get was written later. So by instituting a takana drabana, that a get needs a zman, we create a chazak in the Meikara on the Eidim, who signed a shtar sheni by zman, that says it was later. So now it's two against two. Chazak number one and chazak number two of the Eidim say the get was later. Chazaka number two of the Isha and Chazaka number three say it was earlier. So one and two, B two and three. This is how the Shef Schmeitz resolves this issue. The Kaap, all working with the Cheshbon of Chazakis, this is the way he resolves the issue, and they're all based on this thesis. We're going to have to sit down and just figure out the Cheshbonis and see the Cheshbonis stem. But it's a Schmeitz's cheshbon, I think it should. I'm not sure how vayit we pass on him, but certainly he did a davar. He did an edus that was against the takana, violated the takana drabana. Right, your question is someone that's over on this drabbanon, does he become posleid? So the answer is no, it has to be alive. Doesn't become posleid. But lemaisi, he was over on something. He's adam kosher that was over on a drabbanon. So we should say it happened later rather than earlier. The truth is, if he's smart, the husband will find the aid who was over on drabbanon earlier already. So there's not chazaka the meikara. Hey, I don't know. Maybe it's not so easy to find such people.
But that's not, if you're only dealing with where it's not going to affect the aid whatsoever, and given it's not going to allow that given. Who cares? So far, so say you're only going to have better ones in your life. That doesn't affect the subject cautious in any way. The Shmaya is basing this idea that I'm not going to make it given.
So you're saying the chazaka beikar of din has to affect something to be a chazaka.
And the way
the Shmaya brings it down from the Ravashi, he's learning it's halachi. Let me tell you, I'm in Torah V'das since third grade, except for 1 year. 1 year I went to Rosh Mokber Nishir in Mir here in Brooklyn. And that year, as part of arts, in the middle of Shir, we were visited to the Rosh Shiva Tells then, of Baruch Saratsky. So he came and he sat in on a Shir. So I don't remember the exact context. But he said then, he talked about something like this, about the chazaka of the eidim affecting the chazaka of the person in din. So Baruch Saratsky asked him, how could that be? With being down on har, how could you use a different person's chazaka to pass kalos on this person? So he asked. And that person has a chazaka, so his chazaka, what does his chazaka have to do with him? So Shulbrin, they told him, I don't understand. Why not? The chazak is halacha, so why can't it work? See, they got into a little bit of a sifsuch. That tells the style. You always, hakin, you argue, fine. I remember he stopped, and Shmuel told him, so if I had a point, he said, okay, go vayte. So he told him, no. The Bacher would ask me later, what did Rosh Shiva mean? I can't explain it, so explain it. You like sort of put him on the spot to explain it. Explain it again. Then, it is after a while, Baruch Saratsky walked out. See, afterwards, Rosh Shiva, he said, what he said is such a Reb Naftali. But I don't understand the Reb Naftali. I was hoping he'll explain it. That's what he said. The Pashtus is the way I'm saying. That Rosh Shmaitz is saying that a chazaka is a chazaka. It affects this, it affects that. Mechatesi. Chazaka is a chazaka. It's a method of it's not a raya you bring, it's not a raya you have in your pocket you bring. It's something which you have to, which is established. So, what you're asking, it could be the such a bahala. But at least the Shmaitz apparently doesn't hold it. Unless the Shmaitz says, well, that would answer your question, you have to look at it again. Shmaitz is a Shmaitz of Gimel, Perek Yudalid. And you take a look. Maybe he says words now that you have to question. Maybe.
Well,
it's on the person. The person was a kosher, who is now over. So you're saying it has to affect other things. He's over the bottom. He's the chesk of someone who's not over the rabbans. You want to know what he did a week ago? Chazaka says that he didn't do an Avera a week ago. Of course, why would I think Avachid did an Avera? You want to know what he did 5 days ago? He didn't do it. You're telling me he did it now? Okay. Now he's having a problem.
But this is only where it affects someone. This whole concept is
going. I say, Allah halavi raya, that it's only when it affects. You may be right. You have to see. But you have to prove a raya that has to affect something in order to be that way. What?
I'm saying it doesn't affect.
I said, so you're saying chazaka only works when it does affect.
Well, what does that mean? What does it mean?
Chazaka meikar din is not a physical mitzvah. It's a concept. Kashrus is a din, the meikar. I said, but the din just means that it's not physical, it's conceptual. It's something which is a halachic phrase that a person is a cheskes kashrus. It doesn't do all that. That's the idea. All right, you have it. Okay, well, we could try to be Mavar. I think you have it with a Shvita, similar thing. Somebody who learns today's Namaret, the question is when they become an Namaret. Say, Me'ekara, he knew how to learn. I Me'ekara, there was no Nafkamina, he didn't Shech then. Who knows how much he knew how to learn. Only being down on today's Shvita. That will begin. Here too, we're being down on today's Get. What was the Get written? That is Nafkamina. Okay, the right. This is Taisus, the Sichsuch. At least, the very least, you should remember the 1, 2, and 3, and the Seder of Chazakis. There's not a Svara. I remember in Yeshiva always trying to think what's the Svara. There's no Chazak Meikar Zichsuchos. Okay, Taisus number 2, Rish Lakish. Okay, the third Taisus on the Sugya, but the 4th, 5th, the second one we're learning today, Rish Lakish. Amar Mishum Peiris. Kedei Sheteida Isha Mosai Nichta V'Nichtam L'Tafsit Peiris Achasnasi in Taiva. Get Mo'ucher Yipaseel Mehai Taiva. Let's place this cash. Get Mo'ucher. We have a klal, shtar mugdim is pasul, shtar mo'ucher is kashi. That's a general klal in Shas. Daf Beis Amud Aleph Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That shtar mugdim is pasul, shtar mo'ucher is kashi. Taisus says for Pashtus that that's true about a get as well. There's no Gemara that talks about get mo'ucher. Taisus nemzan for a dover pashut that a get mo'ucher is kashi. That if you write a get and you post date the get, that is a kosher get. That shitas taisvis. That the get mocher is kosher. The problem. What's the problem with a get mocher? The problem with a get mocher taisvis is that the ish is going to lose her payris. The woman is going to lose payers because she's being mugareshes today. The date is a week from now. So from now till a week from now, it would be she should be entitled to the payers because she really got to get today. So she's being cheated out of the payers. So according to Rish Lakish, it should be a problem. So Taisus the answer is Taisus Shita, which is also the Shita of the Rush. That she's not being cheated out of anything. The get is takachal la'achrasman. The get is chal on the zman ha'mo'ucher shabai. The get is chal on that day. And she's not being cheated. If you write a post date to get, what you wrote, that's what comes true. You wrote it to get a week from now, it's a get a week from now. Dover chidish ma'ait. You ever heard of such a thing? You give a get, and it's chal in a week. Why should such a thing be? But that Taisus Shita, that a get mo'ucher is chal in a week. What's the only other time you can have a get that's chal a week later? What? Tonight, Pashtus. No? If you give a get but tonight, so it's chal achazman. But here, you write a get, you didn't write a lashon tonight, all you wrote is a zman mo'ucher. So Taisus Shita is that the get is chal later, the woman is not being cheated out of payris, and it's kosher. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that a get mo'ucher is possible. It could be the Ritvas brings the Rambam here. The Ritvas says that the Rambam means it's possible in the Rabbanim. But Lamaisa, certainly the Rambam holds that a get mo'ucher is possible. Places holds a get mo'ucher is kosher. And it's chal later. There's a third shita, shita's arrived. The arrived shita, which the Rashi brings down, the arrived holds like Taisus that a get mocher is kosher. Just the get mocher, the get is chal miyad. She's a mugareshes right now. It's just the peiris are mocher. The fact that you post dated it doesn't affect her ishus. She's mugareshes right now. the peiros am ocher, and
and that's the whole purpose of the date.
And what? On the
that
date.
Be the whole purpose of
the holds that the whole purpose of writing a date later is like a tenai in the get, that the payers the Baal wants until the date of the get. And that's. So you have three sheets that get mocher. Again, the Rambam holds is puzzle, Tais holds is kosher, and it's chalach as man. The Ravid holds that it's kosher, that's chal viyat, but for payers later. Which sheet is the simpler sheet? A little hard, which is the simplest sheeter. I guess the simplest would be the Rambam. Apostle, Shem Peiri. You're going to cheat her out of a Peiri. I guess the simplest sheet is the Rambam sheet. Except, well, Tosis brings a raya that it gets Mocher is kasha for Perikah Poshet. But, alright. Rambam says that's problems. I'm just meaning Svara. In Svara, no? What should be some Poshet Pshat to get Mocher?
Right.
Huh? Giving the get,
she has to be divorced now.
Some payers,
they have
payers
in Kalei, that's why
he's
writing this
month. Derived. Is
derived
so poshut? What's the problem with derived sheeta? What? That's not a problem with derived. It's a problem with Tyson sheeta maybe. Oh, yeah, it's chal right now. Oh, okay. That's true. What you're saying is true, and the rush says what you're saying. I was really just there's some sort of earlier more balabatish a problem with the Ravid is to get a tchal now. She loses Paris to later. You mopsed her up Paris. The Rish Lakish was worried you're going to make her lose her Paris, and here if you give her a get against her will, and. Give me a get against her will, and she's going to lose the payers. And that's really Tyson's cash on this sheet.
She's losing
the consent. Okay, Nachinami. But Lamaisa Reish Lakish came that she shouldn't lose the payers. I mean, it's not through a lie that she's losing the payers. The truth she's not. Okay, Nachinami. Nachinami. But anyway, I think the Rashi has this underrated. That are you talking? You can give her a get by Karcha. And you give her a get against her will, and she loses the payers, and she starts to give him payers. She's not married to him. She has to give him payers.
Don't give him the
payers. The tiny is, don't give him the payers.
Don't do it again. Come
down to the tiny. Again, the Ravid Shita is the Geret Chal Miyad, the husband gets Paris till this man. The Rush asks, it's not right. You give her a get against her will, and she has to lose Paris for a week. It's not right. So you're answering that, what do you mean? She could eat the Paris. And David Moon says this, that in Achinami, that's the Terrence. The rival of Taina, what do you mean? It's like a Tanai. You give her a get, the Tanai, that she lets the husband eat the Paris for the week. So, she wants, she can eat the Paris. She'll be mavatal the get. It's up to her. She'll eat the Paris and he'll be mavatal the get. In other words, the rival didn't mean that she's definitely Megureshes and she definitely loses the Paris for a week. The rival meant to say that it's a get, but Tanai. That if she doesn't eat the payers for the week, the get is chal. If she wants, she can be in a battle to get by eating the payers during the week. So that's the Avdi Malum's teretz on the Russia's kasha on the right. So the stipler, which we had half a year ago, almost, the stipler had a tine on this. He said, no, the Rosh's Cheshbon is right. The Teretz is a problem with the Teretz. What's happening with Louis Teretz? It's up to her. She can do whatever she wants. Either she could not eat the Paris, it'll be a good get. Or she wants, she could eat the Paris, and then it won't be a good get. But for Stiplo, what are you talking about? If she eats the Paris, what happens? If she eats the Paris, then it's not a get. If it's not a get, then she's still married to him. If she's still married to him, then it's his payers. she is not allowed to eat the peiros mamashah. If she wants to get to bichal, she can't eat the peiros. If she wants to get to that bichal, she also can't eat the peiros. In fact, it's bal karcha. The whole arrangement is bal karcha. She won't be able to eat the peiros for this week. So mamashah, she can't eat the peiros. So the stipler says that that's the rush's time on the rivet. The rush's time on the rivet is, hey, you give her a get bar karcha, she can't eat the peiros. She has no choice. Well, it depends. If you see, they didn't speak out of tonight. It's like, I'm not sure, like, tit for peiros, I'm not sure, like, teichel for peiros. If it's Amash like Tech on Paris, then holding is not going to help. She's holding his pants.
She's holding his
pants. What?
Holding his
pants. So what's going to happen? The what? Taking it violates the Tanai? It depends what Tanai was eating or holding. She can't do anything right, basically. She can't get the pay. Whatever she does, she can't get the payers. What is the rivet? The rivet holds. If the man is smart enough to think up a chap to cheat her out of the payers, as long as it's legal, everything he does is legal. Nachinami is not fair, but it works anyway.
It's not true. The vow, he could say, I don't want him to give you a get. Tell him to give you a get early. He's not really getting more than he should have. You could say, instead of me waiting a month to give you a get, he could get now, but I still want my parents. He's not stealing my commercial, he's not to give a get if he doesn't want it.
But why should she be gracious now and not have parents for the next week?
Because she's losing on both sides. He wanted not to give a get.
Yeah, I understand. If she's interested in a get, she'll want to get to Bichal. She's not interested in get, she'll want to get not to Bichal. But the point, I think, is that if the get is going to end up working, it's not working the way it should work. It shouldn't work that way.
But Mantap, he's not getting it, he's not getting it. He doesn't
want to get it. It's far enough to her. It's far enough. It's up to her no matter what.
Either it's up to her, and even if not up to her, he's not getting it. He doesn't want to get the get. We're better anyway.
I hear that'll depend on how you understand the Tanai. If the Tanai is you can't physically eat the peiros, or the Tanai is you can't ledina eat the peiros. You can't get the peiros properly, which is impossible for us to do. Okay. A person can give a get on unless he can give $1 million. Because she has the option of going both ways. Here she doesn't have the option. She says, I'm giving you the get on unless you don't need to pay her. Now, assuming she's an erlich person, she's not going to steal.
The
problem is, you've created a chetimtza for a man to give a woman a get, and she has no choice, not about the get, not about losing the pay her. I would phrase it, it's not a stabber that there should be such a way to give a get. It's a tonight, it's up to her. She can accept it or not accept it. Here, she does not really have a choice because she can't take the payers off he did. She has to be a guy to take the payers. Understand, but why should she lose a week's payers? Why should she? She's not married to the man and she has to give him his payers. Tyson holds a good get. But the rush, the rivet holds a good gap. But the rush is saying it's not mistaver that you should have a woman who's not married and she has to give him payers. Not mistaver, that's such an arrangement. Now, in Achinami, the cycle says the rivet will hold. Look, if you could create such an arrangement, so it's chal. Okay, Al Kapanim, this is Shitas Arrived. Then we have Shitas Taisvis, which is that it's chal achas man. So we have to deal with why it's chal achas man. So that, I'd like you to learn the Rosh Siman Hey, who has one hesber, and the Ritzvah, who has a second hesber, and why it's chal achas man. And after that, we're going to turn the page and go back in the circuit tomorrow as well.